is the place where a dead person is taken to be ready for burial?
How did you say that?
A place where you take just after a person dies, you take him to a certain place to get him ready for burial.
Undertaker? Yes, sir.
And the box that he's put in?
Would be the coffin. And then they got another box to put the coffin in.
What do you call that box?
That the coffin box.
And then you take him where?
To the graveyard.
Graveyard. And how about flowing water that's smaller than a river? What's one thing smaller than a river?
Well, I reckon it's a creek, a small pool. Looks like there's a hole in the ground and it holds water all the time, being a small pool.
What's smaller than a creek?
A creek is a little stream of water that about runs all the time, but it's not a river.
Yeah, and what's smaller yet than a creek? Do you have a word for that?
Stream.
Stream? Uh-huh. Do you ever call it a branch?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Branch.
And is a branch smaller than a creek?
It is, and you know.
Uh-huh.
A creek got a mighty big wide hole, but a branch goes... It always follows fields. It's just right down the side of the field, but there's nothing to dread about getting drowned.
And have you ever been down to the seacoast very much?
No, sir. But dread about.
Do you happen to know what that flat, wide, grassy stretch is? You can see for a long distance. It's full of grass, tall grass. Have to know what that's
well,
called.
The one kind of grass grows, they call it bulrush.
Uh-huh.
It grows up high like my hand and puts on leaves, you know, that thing is on our tarsals run out like that, and the bee seeds on them tarsals, you know, but people don't allow that to grow in the field much because it causes stalk of corn not to make good years.
Oh, I see.
It only grows in low places. There's another, I don't know where the place right down here like that, I don't know. It's been years since I've been in the woods chewing big bears and things. But the grass grows up like this, and I'm trying to, that grass will give me a name now or something. But it grows high like that. And it tosses out, it looks almost like a spider web, you see. And it's just there, and if you go through there, that place, and it get on your pants leg, and in your dress somewhere, you know. And people got on dresses, it gets worse than the men that got on pants, because that's, I believe they call it the spider grass. But it runs right on at the clothes, and it'll scare you to death.
Mm.
You just get naked anywhere you be.
Feel pretty bad, huh?
Yeah.
And in the old days, what do they call those straps men used to wear to hold up their trousers?
Spindles.
You ever call them galluses?
Well, I always wore pants to break corn in and things like that, but I always keep mine up on me, and I had to put on spindles.
And when you fry ham, then you add some water to make some gravy. What do you call that?
I like that kind of gravy. That's called a pepper gravy. You see, you've not got no flour, nothing mixed in it. You just fry the meat and just pour probably a little water over the meat. No, and let it simple a little bit, and then you take the meat out and pour the gravy in a bowl, and the gravy is better than the meat.
And what did you use to burn in lamps?
Oil.
Kerosene. And you ever see one of the old days, a long-legged hog that was very thin?